We just need to cut back. You know, like waste at the Economic Development Agency and the Export-Import Bank that's become little more than a fund for corporate welfare.
Created by Franklin Roosevelt, the Export-Import Bank gives taxpayer-backed loans, loan guarantees, and credit insurance to foreign companies seeking to buy products from U.S. manufacturers. The bank, which is colloquially known as EXIM, is notorious for inefficiency, ineffectiveness, and sloppy accounting. It's coming up for reauthorization later this year, and for the first time in a long time, opponents have a real shot at ending the program. Here are three reasons to kill the Export-Import Bank forever.
Just imports, no exports?
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
In 2012 alone, EXIM authorized $36 billion in loans, guarantees, and insurance. The bank can carry a portfolio of up to $150 billion, meaning that taxpayers could be on the hook for that much money.
Just imports, no exports?
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
According to the Mercatus Center's Veronique DeRougy, EXIM's favored firms account for only 2% of the total dollar value of American exports and just 2% of the jobs associated with exports.
Just imports, no exports?
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
Although EXIM's defenders like to claim the bank levels the international playing field for small U.S. companies, virtually all of the agency's resources go to supporting giant politically connected firms such as Boeing, General Electric, Caterpillar, and John Deere. The American taxpayer shouldn't be subsidizing their market share at home or abroad. The new House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, has said he's against reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank.
I think EXIM Bank is one that something government does not have to be involved in. The private sector can do it.
He's joined by representatives and senators on both sides of the aisle who are offended by the uselessness and cronyism of EXIM. Hopefully, this is one New Deal-era policy that will finally disappear for good. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.